This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness today who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today, we are pleased to have with us Mr. Andrew LaCashman, Business Expansion Manager at ASI Audiology. ASI provides hearing health care to those with hearing loss in Iowa and now some locations in the states of Kansas and Missouri. Andrew, certainly a pleasure to have you with us today here on eHealth Radio.
Thank you so much.
And you're most welcome. Thanks for your time. So how does one get hearing loss? Let's start there.
So there are many ways that a person can get hearing loss. One of the most common ways is simply through old age. And when this takes place, it is called presbycusis. But that's a little bit of a complex word, so we just say hearing loss from old age. The reason that old age contributes so much is that your ears are essentially a wear item on your body, kind of like your teeth. You're listening every day of your life, and your hearing takes place through the vibration of tiny hair cells called stereocilia within your ear. And if they vibrate too violently, they can break. And a lifetime of listening to loud noises, taking ototoxic medication that can affect your hearing, or simply just being alive can cause damage to your overall hearing system.
Andrew, what treatment options are available for hearing loss?
Sure. So hearing loss is typically treated through the recommendation of hearing aids. Hearing aids are small computers and microphones and speakers that work 24/7 and sit behind your ear or inside your ear and help amplify specific noises or tones that you may have difficulty understanding. There are a few other techniques or tricks that one can use to address a hearing loss other than hearing aids. These are typically used in conjunction with some sort of amplification. And some of those tips include looking at a person when you're talking to them, such that you can read their lips and you don't have to communicate all of the information about what they're saying through your ears if you have a hearing loss. Some other tips and tricks may involve speaking in a deeper or slower or clearer voice, just because these are the parts of your hearing that typically last the longest, and quieter voices or higher frequency tones typically wear away first. And so that is a frequent reason why people may have difficulty understanding women or children's voices as they age and suffer from hearing loss.
And also, tell us, what is tinnitus and how is this treated?
So tinnitus or tinnitus, either pronunciation is perfectly fine, is a ringing in the ears. It typically manifests itself as a low static buzz, similar to a TV, though it can also sound like locusts, gunshots, or for some people that are particularly blessed, they hear church bells. And it is not a form of hearing loss, but instead a form of nerve damage. It's also unfortunately not very well understood, but we do have some treatments available as hearing professionals that can address tinnitus or tinnitus for many people. Typically what we do is, through the use of a hearing aid or a hearing device, we can replace the tinnitus sound with something that's much more pleasant to listen to, like an ocean breeze or water or a river flowing in a jungle, or simply just white noise. And what we do is we zero in on the exact frequency or range where your tinnitus manifests and match a tinnitus program to your specific range that you hear the uncomfortable or irksome noise. And this is typically a really great solution for a lot of people who have a constant ringing in their ears that never goes away. This provides serious relief and allows them to go about their normal day without having to deal with something that they hate.
And certainly most helpful information today. We are visiting with Mr. Andrew LeCashman, Business Expansion Manager at ASI Audiology, that provides hearing health care to those with hearing loss in Iowa and now some locations in Kansas and Missouri, here on eHealth Radio's Hearing Health, Healthcare, and News Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, Andrew, continuing on, how are dementia and Alzheimer's disease connected to hearing loss?
So this is a very interesting branch of science and medical research that we've only been discovering over the last 10 years. The researcher, Frank Lin, at Johns Hopkins University, has been leading the charge on a lot of this research for dementia and Alzheimer's. And in a large study that he conducted at Johns Hopkins, he discovered that people that suffered from Alzheimer's and dementia often had a strong correlation to hearing loss. The exact method by which these are connected is still in the research and developmental phase, but there is definitely a proven connection, and some guesses as to why this might be the case has to do with less information entering the brain, the contributions that hearing loss lead to a less active lifestyle, because people with hearing loss may not like to go out and have new experiences or spend time out in areas other than just their home. But these are just guesses. There is no proven cause for the link, just that the link is there. And so we recognize that both Alzheimer's disease and dementia are two of the worst possible conditions that one can suffer. They tear apart families and they dramatically change your quality of life. And so while we're working in the field of hearing loss, we want to make sure that, since your hearing is very much a quality of life condition, that we want to make sure that you have the best possible quality of life and that you are able to hear and understand and really just enjoy life the way you were meant to.
Lastly, what is the risk in doing nothing about hearing loss?
So hearing loss is a progressive condition. It doesn't get better. There are two different types of hearing loss. One is called conductive, and the other is sensorineural. A conductive loss typically takes place with a blockage due to wax, or a pierced eardrum, or possibly, for more common in children, a jelly bean stuck in an ear or some foreign object. This type of hearing loss is reversible. You can take the jelly bean out, you can clear away the wax, and then your hearing can be improved. Sensorineural loss is not typically reversible, and it is treated with hearing aids most commonly. And so the risk in doing nothing is that the part of your brain that connects to your ear, which is linked via your auditory nerve, can actually shut down if you don't use your hearing. Essentially, your brain adapts to being in a lower noise environment, and the parts of your brain that were used to hear the tones that you may have lost due to hearing loss just kind of stop being used and fade away. And in that way, hearing loss typically builds on itself. It may start out relatively mild, but the longer you exist and live without hearing loss, the worse it gets, as more and more of your brain will shut down and you will essentially stop being able to hear those permanently, and no amount of treatment at that time, even hearing aids, will be able to return that level of brain function. And so the risk is quite serious and quite real in not taking action. And it gives an audiologist or a hearing instrument specialist considerably less room to maneuver and room to improve your hearing if you let a problem sit and be ignored. And unfortunately, the average statistic that is commonly quoted for people that notice they have a hearing loss and how long it takes them from when they notice to actually doing something about their hearing loss, such as seeking treatment or consulting with an audiologist, that time frame is 7 years from noticing of a problem to taking action. And 7 years is a very long time, and a lot of hearing loss that could have been treated and a lot of the connection and functionality of the auditory nerve could have been preserved in that 7 years is something that we very commonly notice when dealing with people with hearing loss.
Andrew, it certainly has been great to have had you, and thanks for the tremendous information focusing in on our hearing health and hearing loss. Thanks so much for all the information shared here today and for your time. Where can listeners get further information on ASI Audiology, and where could they also be in contact as needed?
So we have a website at asiaudiology.com. It looks a little bit like Asia Audiology, but it's asiaudiology.com. And we put information there on our website about hearing loss, also tinnitus, which is a ringing in the ears that is very common. And we also have information for caregivers or caretakers that have to care for someone that has hearing loss and may be uncomfortable replacing batteries in hearing aids on our website. And so please do check it out. It's a very useful resource, and we want to make sure that the best materials available are out there online so that people can understand hearing loss better and can know how to adapt and handle it. If you do live in the Iowa, Kansas, or Missouri area, please feel free to give us a call at one of our offices. We have an 800 number that's toll-free, and it is 1-800-458-4413. And all of our appointments are free of charge. So if you think you have a hearing loss or know you have a hearing loss, please just come in, get a free hearing test, and we'll take care of you and let you know exactly how well you're doing. There's no cost or obligation. This is purely a service to the community.
Again, Andrew, thanks so much for your time and for joining us here today on eHealth Radio. We really did appreciate it.
Thank you, Mr. Michaels. Have a wonderful day.
And you as well. We've been speaking with Mr. Andrew LeCashman, Business Expansion Manager at ASI Audiology, that provides hearing health care to those with hearing loss in the states of Iowa and now some locations in Kansas and Missouri. And for more information, simply visit asiaudiology.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. And again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit ehealthradionetwork.com.